takes the skin off them.
The whole thing goes off, comes off in one go. I don't know if it was advanced in those times when they took it off, but the Maaser, that's the Issa of smashit, so taking the skin off an animal. The Maaser, it's a quite an avoider to do. It's a hard avoider to do. If you want the skin, that's a melacha tzuchah l'gufo, the moshe person wants to, it's a kosher animal, the moshe person wants to use it for skin to write, to cloth, to make a, to write something on it, that's, it's a melacha tzuchah l'gufo, it's awesome, I'll tell you that, hafshota. If it's a non-kosher animal, he wants to use it for leather to make shoes, or he wants to use it for anything else, which is leather, that's an issa d'oraisa again, of a melacha tzuchah l'gufo. Most times when we take the skin off, I don't know what we're talking about, but otherwise, it's a melacha tzuchah l'gufo, it's awesome, rabbon to do. Oh, I'll come to Boer, Bezimi, I'll come to Boer. Yeah, it's also an important point. Yeah? What? Yeah, I'll come to Yom Tov, also a good point, actually, a very interesting point, yeah. That's good, also very relevant to Yom Tov, this passage, yeah? I'll come to that, Bezimi, yeah. It includes to anything, fish, birds, any animal. Chicken, anything the person takes the skin of, he skins it. That is an Issa min HaTorah of... Mafshit, obviously, where the person wants a skin. He doesn't want a skin, it's Rabbon. Oh, I'll come to that as well. Even Hafshota is also taka, even if you peel off only a little bit of it. That means, Lamosha, you don't peel all the skin off, let's say you start tearing it away from the flesh. It means the skin is attached on very tightly to the flesh. The person pulls the skin off, slightly off, means even though it's not come off completely, most of it's still stuck to the flesh. A little bit once it starts putting off. That is the melacha of mafshit. I'm not sure what the shear is, but I said it's already a small shear. You don't need to actually take the skin off. As long as it's coming away from the flesh, that's already an issa of hafshota. What about removing scales from fish? Is that also included in hafshota to remove the scales from a fish? So that the poskim say is not a problem. The mosh is not really so relevant on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, let's say. That's not a problem on Yom Tov, but it's not mafshit, because it's only if you take the oil itself off. It has to be part, sandwich attached to the flesh. It's nothing, the scales are not attached to the flesh, that's not a problem. Okay, now, what you're talking about now, what's relevant to us is really, we haven't got this problem yet, because we are not dealing with fish and animals. The only time we've got this is we've got a cooked chicken, or, I mean, some people buy fish, apparently, I didn't know this, but some people have fish with the skin on, yeah? It means they cook it with the skin on, which you can do, and then it comes to eating it on Shabbos, you want to take the skin off. Or on Yom Tov, let's say. Let's talk about Yom Tov as well. Is it relevant this on Yom Tov? Let's talk about Shabbos first of all, yeah? So, Moshe, you've got your, in front of you on your table on Shabbos, you've got your, what do you call it? You've got your
piece of salmon.
So apparently I didn't know this, but I always thought you take the fish off before you cook it, the skin. It looks like you can get on your plate with the skin on. Now that's not edible, Pashtus. As far as I know, someone told me you can eat the skin, but I don't think he's right. As far as I know, I don't think any fish skin is edible. What?
Definitely.
What?
Skin.
You can eat the skin of the fish?
Yeah,
it's fried.
It's fresh
fried,
it's no problem.
Yeah, exactly, you eat the skin. I don't know that. Okay, so the Maaser, let's say, so if you can eat it, then, okay, let's talk about it. Let's say you can't eat it. Is there a problem of taking the skin off?
It's like bone, isn't it?
That's in boil. We're talking about mafshit now. I'm talking about mafshit. Is there a problem of skinning? Let's say you've got your chicken in front of you. Can you take the skin off your chicken off?
Yes.
Everyone says you can. Is there a problem it's on mafshit?
So
listen, what? This is an interesting Kiddush, actually, I must tell you. It struck me today, but it's interesting. The Maaser and the Forsha are very busy with this discussion. Why is there no problem of mafshit when you eat your chicken or your fish? Let's talk about either one, fish or chicken. So the Maaser and the Forsha have various terutzim in why it's not a problem. The Oracle Shulchan says that once the meat has been cooked, there's no issa to remove the skin. What's the reason? So Oracle Shulchan writes, he writes a chiddush, like someone said before, it's similar to boira. So maybe chiddush is actually. He says, just like by boira, at the time of eating, you could do boira. So who adin, he says, a maybe chiddush, I must say, maybe chiddush, that who adin, at the time of eating, you could do mafshit. That's a chiddush. Because we know this has to apply to boira. I said, I've got a whole shayla about toichen. Does it apply to toichen? Because he's not happy with it. It's a chiddush. But the Oracha Shulchan Taka says this. Oracha Shulchan got one swara that the swara white mutter, says Oracha Shulchan, is because B'shas Achida, B'es Achida, Lo Shaycha Shota. Kamoi b'melechus breira. Just like you find about breira, there's no problem. Hu adin, he says, it could be, he wants to suggest that hashot was not a problem. Then he says, to be'ez, another teretz, and others bring this, that after you've cooked meat or fish, it becomes like bosa. It's got a din like flesh. So if you learn you can eat it, there's money, it's posher, yeah? Then it's posher, right? It's alright. But even if you can't eat it, it looks like it's already been elevated from skin. It's better than normal skin. And therefore, there's no problem taking it off. The whole issa of afshot, where it's called skin, once it's being cooked, it gets elevated to a din of bosa. And I already see also the same terms over here, that it's got a din like bosa. Yeah, it could be. It's mufka. You've taken it away from what it was used for. You wouldn't use it for hide anymore, yeah. The Igros Moshe says a chiddush. He says that once you cook it, so it doesn't stick so well to the meat. It's not stuck so well on anymore. It's already coming off. It's already considered that it's come off. And therefore, it's not called hafshot anymore. So the ma'aser, mitzvah hafshot, there's no problem whatsoever once a piece of fish or piece of meat has been cooked. Or boiled, wherever it's been roasted, all these things, there's no problem, it's hafshota. But you have to clear now on Yom Tov. I was wondering about this on Yom Tov. Let's ask, well, what's on Yom Tov? Let's say a person wants to prepare fish, or he wants to prepare chicken. You've got raw chicken, raw fish. Can you take the skin off there?
Before cooking.
It's raw. I had this shayla today, I was thinking about this today. The chayla, this should be a problem. Yeah, the chayla there.
Do you want it
there? It's strabon. It's nistrabon, take the skin off. It's nistrabon, you don't want it. But it's an issur rabbanan to take the skin off because you're doing hafshota on raw meat or raw fish. The ma'aseh is wrong. Why is it wrong? Why must it be wrong? What I'm saying?
Nobody knows. That's wrong.
That's not right. Why is it wrong? It must be wrong. What I'm saying. What? But what do you mean? Every hafshot is darker mechach. Every mafshe is a dare to take the skin off. There must be a rye. The rye must be butter. What's the rye? Come on, I'm not sleeping here. Which malach is mutter on Yom Tov? It must involve hafshot. Shoich is mutter. If you're allowed to shech the cow on Yom Tov, but there's no point, you can't eat it. You must be. How are you going to eat the meat?
You can cook it with the skin.
Yeah. It's very, very schlock that. The whole behemoth. The whole behemoth, what are you going to do? Shoiche is mutter on Yom Tov. If Shoiche is mutter on Yom Tov, it must be that Afshot is also mutter. Otherwise, how could Shoiche be mutter? What do you mean? How can you put the skin on? But you're not eating the meat raw. No, it says you can't eat the meat raw on Yom Tov. How do you eat the meat raw with the skin on? It must be you take it off. Including in Shoicha, must be that you're allowed to take your. If the Torah allows you to shech the cow, you must be able to do a shot to be able to eat the meat. That's mutter. The only thing is, I must tell you, it's an interesting point, this, the Chayra, that there's a stam halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov that any malach you can do before Yom Tov, without having to do on Yom Tov, you should do. So that means to say, if a person shechted a cow before Yom Tov, or he got fish in his fridge before Yom Tov, and it's got skin on, ideally he should take the skin off before Yom Tov. That's what comes up, because it's machshire oichlin, and therefore one should ideally take it off before Yom Tov. If one didn't, then you're right. Then you've got a hetzer, labosh, it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to take the skin off. But, what?
You wouldn't even know.
I'm saying no one thinks about it. I don't know how common it is raw fish. Yeah, but most people cook it before Yom Tov. A lot of people cook it before Yom Tov.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people cook all these foods before Yom Tov. Chicken and meat, all these things are cooked before Yom Tov. So mice, normally it's not so wrong. But if a person wants to cook fresh on Yom Tov, then the chayra, what one has to do, either if you want to take the skin off while it's raw, then it's best to do it before Yom Tov. If you want to cook the fish with the skin on, then, yeah, if you cook the fish and the chicken with the, and then you want to take the skin off, then there's no way to have shock for the various reasons we said. Either because it's got a din of oichel once it's cooked, or pshat is because it's started to come off already from the animal. And the other pshat was we said that it's like breira, like boira is mutter b'shas achila, who are then taking the skin off. So if you're cooking it, there's no problem. We're talking about on Yom Tov, before you cook it, can you take the skin off? So we're saying, on my side, it's mutter, because like shoik is mutter, everything else is mutter. But what you do have to be aware of, and that is the issa of, if you can do it before Yom Tov, you should do it before Yom Tov. What does come out a problem with this chicken skin is the mice, we spoke about this before in the past, is the mice, there's no problem of shotter. Let's say you've got your chicken skin on your plate, you've got your fish skin on your plate, there's no problem. What, mitzvah shotter? There is a problem though, could be a boira. Why is there a problem of boira with the skin?
They want it outside the store.
First of all, you don't want it.
What
do you mean? If you've got a pile of apples and oranges, you know, you say an interesting point with them. I say it's an interesting point. If you've got a bowl of apples and oranges, yeah, and you want the apple, you don't want the oranges, that's orange or cupsodus.
That's it. Boom. Yeah, but here's not the chat.
You don't want it.
You don't want to
eat that first, that's all. Are you going to eat the skin?
Can't eat it.
No, so he's right when he said, okay, he's right. If you look at the end of Shin Chav, there's a very interesting halacha over here in Shin Chav Aleph. The Meister, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the end of Shin Chav Aleph. That's talking about peeling fruit, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah sings over here, the Nechama says, end of Shin Chav Aleph. Mikol Mokom, Hamachim and Machash Shatapuchim, with Doi Mishnah Dakim, sorry. Also, Liklof Shumim B'Tzolim, your person must not peel onions and garlic if he peels it to leave over. The person peels though, and he's going to eat it straight away, that's much. That's the special chiddush in boira, actually. It means even though when you peel an orange, for example, you're taking the bad from the good, you're allowed to peel the bad from the good, but what to be careful about?
Eat it now.
Eat it now, and not with a cake. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing. Hu adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, tapuchim, ve'egoizim, ushkeidim, akirzim. A person should peel an apple, nuts, almonds, and anything similar. Why not? Unless you're going to eat it straight away. I mean, if a person's got an apple, from Mishnah Berurah, and he wants to peel the apple, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can only peel it if you're going to eat it straight away. A person shouldn't peel the apple and leave it and only eat it in an hour's time. So. Yeah? Go brown. Okay, you spray it with a bit of lemon juice. Put a bit of lemon juice around it, stop going brown. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's Mishnah Berurah, Shatzina asks, why the kashra of Prima Godim? This is important to our halach over here. Prima Godim kosov sorakim. He says, I'm not so sure about this with the apple. The klippas hatapuchim, the peels of apples, roiv ho'olam oichmoisei. Most people eat the peels of an apple. Beloy dechav, without any problem, not an emergency, and most people eat apples as they are with the peel on. In Cain, after Honiach, therefore I would say even to leave it over is mutter, because it's called minechot. An apple with a peel is called one min. Because since most people eat the peel, even if you decide you don't eat the peel, the maisa, it's not a problem of boiling. I mean, that's clear. If someone's got 100 apples in a bowl, and he wants to separate 50 for now, 50 for Shabbat Shulz, can he do that? No problem with boira. There's no mixture.
Yeah.
Boira has to be there's a mixture. If there's no mixture, dividing is not a problem if you've got something which is one min. Says the Prima Godim, I can't understand. Apples, the chayra, is one min. Because the peel is still called, what do you call it? The peel is a chayra. Most people eat it. And therefore, it's not like an orange peel when no one wants to eat an orange peel. Whenever you take the orange peel off, that's called a psoilis. Here, it's exactly the same min, and therefore, most people eat it all called minechot. The Meister, Mishnah Berurah, marked me on this, yeah? He's heard it with the Prima Godim, and the Rachroinim say that since a sizable amount of people take the skin off, that's already considered into a psoilis. I mean, I've had a lot of people do eat apples with the skin on. But since quite a number of people take the peel off, therefore, it already shows us that maybe it's not coming back. And anyone tell me, what fruit can you think of ending where taking the peel off is abnormal? And therefore, it's definitely called minechot. A grape, I would have thought. A grape. Taking a grape peel off is, according to anyone, the chayimotza. Who added tomatoes, I think, as well. Tomatoes, people don't take peels off tomatoes. And therefore, a tomato peel should be no problem at all, the chayimotza, yeah? To peel it. Even though you don't want to eat it straight away, that's right. But lamaisa, apples is matter for. So apples is matter. Now, coming back to our chicken. What would you say about skin of a chicken? Is that called min echad? Is that called one type of the chicken? Or would you say that's not? What? What do you say? I think a lot of people don't eat it. I think it's different to apples, I must tell you. I think more people take skin of chicken than they do of skin of an apple.
Not fish.
Fish. That's worse. I'm talking about chicken first of all. Roasted chicken, I think more people take off skin of roasted chicken than they do of an apple. I must say, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in one of his tshuvas, Rav Moshe writes that skin of a chicken is not min, it's called min echot. What? Now Moshe Feinstein calls it Minechot. That's called Minechot. I must say, that was talking about many years ago. I think today, a sizable amount of people, I didn't check this up, but I think a sizable amount of people take skin off. I would have thought it's the same as the Mishnah case with an apple. That means you can take it off, but you have to do it some chazuda. That means the whole argument we are discussing over here about taking the peel off is only do you have to do it straight away before you eat it, or can you do it 2 hours beforehand? It means there's no, it's all called minachi, do it 2 hours beforehand. But avada, you still have to, you can take it off. The only difference is, do you take it off just before you eat it, or can you take it off even before you eat it? So that with the boira, but if it's, well, again, if the skin is called obsoles, then you go ahead and take the skin off, but you must do it as soma chasuda, and you must do it with a specialized keli. If you learn it's min echot.
The skin was still in the chicken.
Doesn't make a difference. On Shabbos, if you hold it, if you hold it like a clipper, you can. It's like a peel. It's like a peel. So you hear, it's an interesting thing. This, it depends what skin of a chicken is. I mean, the raw fish is definitely worse. Yeah, a raw fish or even normal fish. I think you'll tell me you eat it. I don't know. I think a lot of people don't eat skin of a fish. So that's definitely worse than apples. So that is definitely called tuminim. So therefore, that should only be taken off some kasuda mitzav boiro. When it comes to the skin of a chicken, a roasted chicken, then you can clear what din that's got. Is it called minechot? It's one type, and therefore you can take it off even a long time before. You must want to make a chicken salad, so she wants to make, she wants to take off the chicken skin before you make it, a long time before. If you hold this minechot, which Rav Moshe said in the tshuva is, I'm just saying, I wonder if that tshuva has changed since now, because now people are much more healthy, more fanatic, and they've been more careful to take it off. So now that would be a different child. That would be the thing. I mean, some have shot it. There's no problem at all. All right, boys. What?
Who is patient?